While facing multiple international and domestic crises, President Trump is making time for one of his longtime passions, decor. This came up this past weekend when the president sat down at his Turnberry golf course to finalize a trade deal with the European Union.
You know, we just built this ballroom, and we're building a great ballroom at the White House. The White House has wanted a ballroom for 150 years, but they never had a real estate person. You know, no president knew how to build a ballroom.
As NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports, this is one of many ways the president is putting his stamp on the White House.
President Trump had new flagpoles installed on both the north and south lawns of the White House. Huge ones, like you'd see at a car dealership. He's replacing the grass in the Rose Garden with paving stones. And he's personally redecorated the cabinet room, right down to the light fixtures.
They had a chain going into the ceiling. And I said, you can't do that. You have to have a medallion. They said, what's a medallion? I said, I'll show you. And we got some beautiful medallions, and you see them.
As Trump shakes up the federal government to fit his agenda, he's also changing the White House to fit his gilded aesthetic. And there's one more thing he really wants, a ballroom.
We are going to make and build a ballroom, which they've wanted for probably 100 years at the White House.
That was Trump on NBC's Meet the Press with Kristen Welker back in May.
It'll be near the, I guess you would say the East Wing, near the East Wing. A little complicated to explain without a drawing, but we have three or four different concepts, and we're working with great architects.
This is something that Trump has been talking about for at least 15 years, actively pitching himself to manage the project even before he ran for office. Here he was earlier this year bemoaning the limited capacity of the East Room of the White House.
This was going to be the reception room, and then I was going to build a beautiful, beautiful ballroom like I have at Mar-a-Lago, as beautiful as it can be. It was going to cost about $100 million. I offered to do it, and I never heard back.
He made that offer to David Axelrod, who was at the time a senior advisor to then-President Obama.
An intermediary reached out and said that he wanted to speak with me.
It was 2010, and Axelrod says Trump initially called to offer help with the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. Later, Trump followed up with another call and another offer.
You know, you have these state dinners, and you have them in these little tents. And he said, you know, I build ballrooms. I build the greatest ballrooms. You can come down to Florida and see them.
Axelrod didn't really know what to do with Trump's proposal, so he handed it off to someone else and says he regrets not closing the loop. Trump clearly hasn't forgotten about the slight. Here he was at a campaign event in Ohio in 2016.
My offer to build a ballroom, you know that story. They turned it down. I was going to put up $100 million to build a ballroom at the White House because having a tent is not that good.
Trump says he wants a ballroom that holds 1,000 people. The largest event space at the White House now is the East Room, which only sits about 200 for dinner. So when the White House needs more capacity, they put up a giant fancy tent, complete with flooring. Deesha Dyer was White House Social Secretary in the Obama administration.
You have to make it so it doesn't look like you're just outside sitting on a lawn. Like, you have to, obviously, the decor with the flowers and the lighting, any of the chandeliers, the tablescapes. So it's a rather large operation.
To Dyer, a big ballroom feels more like what you'd find at a Hilton than the People's House. And with limited real estate, there's a risk that it would obstruct the view of the iconic building.
I'm not that tied to tradition, to be honest. I'm not this has to stay this kind of way. But there is a certain level of tacky that can kind of be put in there, and I think that may cross the line.
It's not clear why Trump didn't build his ballroom in the first term, but he's unbound in his second, aesthetically and otherwise.
I think we've outgrown the tent stuff, right? Don't you think? So we'll see if they can, we'll see if Trump will approve it.
As he told an interviewer earlier this year, planning the ballroom keeps his real estate juices flowing. Tamara Keith, NPR News.